Why won't smokers listen? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Back in 2006, a federal judge ordered tobacco companies to print a new warning on cartons, which would say, and I quote, "Cigarette companies intentionally design cigarettes with enough nicotine to create and sustain addiction," unquote. The judge is basically forcing tobacco companies to wear a scarlet letter. Well, the tobacco companies appealed, and this week in the D.C. Court of Appeals, a judge asked the attorney for Philip Morris why he had a problem with that statement.
"Cigarette companies intentionally design cigarettes with enough nicotine to create and sustain addiction. It's certainly not confusing to me."
Well, our point has been that the implication is that we spike cigarettes with nicotine, which actually is not true.
The Philip Morris lawyer said that what the lower court had characterized as nicotine manipulation should be viewed differently.
What the court characterized as a manipulation of the nicotine content could be viewed as certain production steps to smooth out, you know, the taste of cigarettes and other things.
They were only trying to smooth out the taste. And actually, I think he's onto something here. For years, the anti-tobacco movement has been trying to scare people away from cigarettes with increasingly strident warnings and pictures of mouth cancer that could turn you into a pillar of salt. And people smoke anyway. But suppose you just had a label on the cigarette package that said simply, "We were only trying to smooth out the taste." Now that would get you to stop smoking. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.